We are the Glamp Queens.
We're just two classic gals who enjoy spending time in nature while keeping the comforts of home.
Whether you're a pro, a total newbie, or just tagging along for the ride,
grab a glass of wine and join us by the campfire
as we explore the world of all things camping. Hey, Glamp Queens, it's Katie and Sarah. Happy International Women's Day.
Yes, happy International Women's Day. I'm pretty pumped about today. I'm just so excited, honestly, that there's a day for women. In fact, there's an entire month. March is Women's History Month, which is super cool. And if you want to learn more about the history of women in camping, we actually did an episode on that.
Yeah, we did.
It's called Ladies in the Wilderness. It's episode 3. So scroll back through our previous episodes. You can listen to that. There's some pretty fun history in there, actually.
We talk about Girl Scouts and Juliet and how she started Girl Scouts, and it was fabulous.
As well as some other women who really paved the way for women in the camping and nature world. So really check it out. It's pretty, I love doing that episode, actually. It was really fun.
It was one of our earlier episodes, and I'll be honest, I think we totally freeballed it, and it was still so fun. I think it was like our longest episode still, and it was fabulous.
We got way too excited about it. Yeah. And I also just want to say thank you to all of our lady campers and glampers, hikers, backpackers, RVers, all of you guys who are listening. Thank you guys so much for just staying outdoors, sending us stuff that you're doing, the adventures that you're having, inspiring Katie and I to keep getting outdoors. We love seeing the adventures that y'all are doing. I mean, some of y'all are having some crazy adventures. And so thank you guys so much for just what you're doing for women in the camping world. Keep doing you, girl, because you are winning it.
Yeah.
And we just, like, if it wasn't for all of the women out there, they're already doing stuff like this. Like, we learned so much from everybody just seeing what they're doing. So we love you guys.
And shout out to our moms because they were the ones. Like, I know.
So yes. Like, shout out to our moms
for like teaching us that being outdoors and going camping is not just a man's sport.
No, I definitely agree that honestly, International Women's Day is also just, should also just be a shout out to all mothers out there, because what would we do without y'all?
Exactly. Well, and also, if y'all want more Glamp Queen in your life, go check us out on Instagram. We love to share some of our favorite photos from past camping trips, current camping trips, any like helpful tips and tricks that we have, we want to share to you guys. That's where we like to share them. And we'll also give you guys episode updates when we're releasing our next episode. So go check it out. Follow us. It's at Glamp Queens. You can even find us on Facebook and at our website.
And also, we're super active on our Instagram, actually. So if you leave a comment, we're going to comment back. If you send us a message, we get very excited because we're like, yay, we can meet somebody new. So definitely send us a message. We'd love to talk with y'all about any questions that you have, any tips that you want to share with us, any thoughts that you have, any challenges maybe that you're facing in the camping world and getting outside and just what's going on with you. So hit us up on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Well, and speaking of challenges, so this was actually kind of what we wanted to talk about on this episode, is just what the biggest challenges are when going camping. I know that right now we are facing so many obstacles. We're facing a pandemic. We've recently faced a huge storm. And honestly, there's just been a lot going on in the world, and I think we can just all agree on that. Mm-hmm. So today, what we wanted to do is kind of focus on some of the main challenges that we've seen and what, like, we've even experienced while camping.
Absolutely. We actually reached out to our listeners and asked you guys, what are some of the biggest challenges that you are facing when actually getting out there to go camping? And the number one thing that y'all said, I mean, the number one thing, we tallied it up, this was like the main thing, was reservations.
Yes, getting a reservation, especially a weekend camping trip, has been the toughest thing for campers out there. But there was also times and schedules. So like the time that it takes to actually dedicate to go camping on a weekend, it's a lot of time, right? And then schedules. Maybe it's your work schedule. Maybe you're working weekends. There was also other issues people have said, a lack of motivation lately. It makes a lot of sense, right?
Absolutely. I know we all want to get outside, but I think when we've been stuck in quarantine for this long, some people might be having a hard time kind of getting the go up, you know, to actually get out there. And also camping, when you're starting out, it can feel like a lot of work to get all the stuff together and get all the gear together just to go out there for a weekend. So I totally understand that as being one of the reasons that they've been holding people back from actually getting out there to go camping.
Oh, yeah. And then amenities, maybe something like trying to figure out where to go to the bathroom. That's still a problem, y'all. And like transportation, gear, weather, I mean, it's all a big deal.
Mm-hmm. But today we really do want to just focus on reservations because that did seem to be the biggest one. And that's really been, I think, has changed in recent times.
Oh yeah, it's changed big time. Girl, I remember like 2 years ago, I was able to just wake up one day and go, oh, I think I want to go camping this weekend.
And then just book it.
And just book.
Yeah, there was no, I don't think I even ever thought about reservations that much before with camping.
Oh,
it was like, call ahead and let them know you're coming, basically. But I mean, if you didn't, it wasn't really the end of the world.
You can
usually still get a spot. And reservations ever since COVID have really kind of changed the world of camping, I would say. And one reason we do also want to address this because I am expecting this to continue even after COVID is that things might continue looking a little bit different in terms of reservations. So I think learning some ways to handle this issue, I think would be really helpful, honestly.
Well, and the thing is, like, when we say reservations, we're really talking about reservations for state and national parks. Those are the most popular places to go. It's kind of the most well-known. When everybody says, oh, I'm going to go camping, you kind of always assume that it's going to be at either a national or state park. That's kind of what people think. But the thing is, there's so many other options out there under the radar that I think that, you know, let's kind of bring those to light and let's talk about some of those other options because we don't want to just limit camping to state and national parks.
Mm-hmm. And we actually recently faced this issue last week when trying to reserve a spot for April for Caddo Lake. We really wanted to go camping at Caddo Lake. We've been planning on this. We're a month out from our spot right now from the date and we called. It was totally booked. Fully booked. So we ended up having to pivot. We changed plans. We're now going to, you know, a different spot. But that was the issue is that a month still wasn't enough time. And sometimes it is hard to plan further than a month out, especially if you're going camping with other people because people don't know their schedules. So yeah, we're definitely still facing this issue right now.
So we just really wanted to give you guys some alternative options to state and national parks.
Absolutely. And the first one that we want to address is actually the BLM lands or Bureau of Land Management. These are public or federally owned lands. Actually, a lot of Colorado, if you drive through Colorado, a lot of that land that's undeveloped, it's probably BLM land. A lot of these lands are used for ranchers to graze their cattle on. They're also used for natural preservations for natural resources. They're also used for mining. Sometimes it will be used for old railroads. Sometimes we'll have gone through those. Kind of funny story, actually. These lands are thought to originally have kind of come about because the settlers kind of overlooked those lands and kept moving on. So they're kind of like the ones that nobody really wanted. So it's kind of how it started, but that was way back in the day. But now they are important lands, though, for conservation reasons, for cattle, for a lot of the preservation that we have for natural resources. But you can also camp on these lands.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. And the great thing is that there are a couple different options with the BLM lands.
Yes.
So you have primitive camping, they have backcountry camping, as well as facilitated spots. So the difference with each of those types of spots is that facilitated spots, those are going to be kind of more the traditional campground that most of us are familiar with, where they have bathrooms, picnic tables.
Yeah, they're developed campgrounds. Essentially, they're going to have all the amenities that you need while camping.
A parking spot, maybe a paved road. Normally, those are closer to the highway, closer to the rivers, stuff like that, trash cans. And then they also, so those are a small portion of the BLM lands do have that. But actually, most BLM lands are actually good for backcountry or primitive camping. And backcountry camping is going to be designated spots that are usually spread out along trails for conservational reasons. But they have no facilities, no fire rings, no water, no anything. But they are designated spots. So Big Bend actually has a lot of backcountry camping. So there's like a map and you can reserve your spot for that backcountry spot. There's nothing out there. There might be like a tree, but it's a reserved spot and you can't actually camp on a different spot than at that designated spot.
So is this different than primitive camping?
Yes, actually. And sometimes primitive camping and backcountry camping, I will say, sometimes they're used interchangeably. There's been some debate over which is which. But the main difference is whether or not it's designated or not designated. Both spots don't have anything out there. You're not going to have a fire ring. You're not going to have water. You're not going to have a picnic table. There's not even probably going to be a trail to get to the spot. But backcountry camping, while there might be a map with designated areas that you can camp, mm-hmm. primitive camping is there's a field, you put up your tent, there you go. There's no designated spots. It's you find a spot, you put your tent down, that's it.
So all of the campgrounds for BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, that is all federal lands.
Yes, they are all federal lands, and there are fees to camp on them, but it's federal land, so it's pretty cheap, actually. okay. But, and I'm not going to give you a range, because it does change based on where you're camping. So you can just call ahead and go to the Bureau of Land Management website to find out some more information based on the state that you're in and where you're trying to camp. Also, they do have some fee-free days, which is actually kind of cool. You can find out the list of those on their website. So if you don't want to pay anything and you just want to show up, you can actually figure out which days are the fee-free days to go camping.
I have heard that there are some public lands out there and some federal lands that are free on a regular basis.
There probably is. I know that if it's a BLM land and you're going to be doing designated camping,
there is a fee you have to pay. Yeah.
Now, it might be the difference between if you're using the facilitated sites, which would make sense because they have to use that fee in order to upkeep the bathrooms and the restrooms and everything else. I would assume that the primitive camping, those would probably be more likely to be free because there's nothing to upkeep it. But definitely check that out first. Don't quote me on that because, again, the BLM lands are all over the country. So it's going to be different for wherever you're looking.
So another option that's out there is the KOA. KOAs are privately owned. It's almost think like camping franchise, but the good thing about this is actually that they're all over the place. So they're nationwide. You can find them in any state that you're in. And so it's actually super handy. So if you're having that kind of struggle of where do I go? This may be another option.
And I would assume that because they're private, that even if the state or national parks are booked up for that weekend, you might have more success finding some spots at the KOA in that same area.
Yes. Have you seen those like little yellow signs on the highway and it almost looks like a tiny teepee?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the KOA like national sign. And yes, camping is spelled with a K.
Which is just super not great for all children who are like me, who are bad at spelling. Thanks for the confusion, KOA. K's and C's are hard.
Well, actually, you know what's actually interesting about that is, so they weren't allowed to register the word camping.
Oh, really?
So camping with a C, they weren't allowed to register.
So they had to change it to
so
K.
They had to change it to camping with a K, which is how Camping of America was formed.
I kind
of
like that they just are like, oh, you don't want us to do this? Cool. We're just going to change the letter in your face.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Yeah. So Camping of America is another form of campground. And it was actually originated in 1962 from this guy named David Drum, which is just like such a fun name.
That's a good name.
Yeah, isn't it? Like, I don't know. I like alliteration, so it's kind of fun. But he noticed that in the early 60s that there were a ton of RVs and parking lots. What's going on? Like, what's the issue here? There weren't any campgrounds. So he actually created campgrounds for all these like RVs and people to go camping at. And that's how the KOAs were formed. Now there's a little over 500 in North America.
That's really neat though that he made that an option. And it's actually probably helped with making sure that people were, you know, hooking things up correctly, having trash facilities, making sure that the land was preserved in that area. So that's actually really cool.
Yeah, no, he definitely was looking specifically at answering some of those questions of what are these campers really looking for, and it was amenities and facilities everybody needed. The costs do vary a little bit. They're a little bit more pricey than state and national parks, but that's okay. They actually have a year membership, so that saves you a ton of money.
Oh, that's great, especially if you're going a lot or traveling a lot. If they're all over the country.
Yes.
That's great. How do you find the KOA campgrounds around you?
Okay, so it's literally KOA.com.
Cool. I can remember that. But, but camp with a K, not a C. So in addition to KOA, another awesome option would be private campgrounds. And there are a couple different options for this. There's actually kind of a lot of options if you start doing your research, but just a few to keep in mind. One of our favorites is Hip Camp.
Yes,
we
for sure
have definitely used Hip Camp. We actually started using Hip Camp at the beginning of COVID because that was when all the state parks were shut down and you couldn't go camping there. So we turned to Hip Camp because they're privately owned campgrounds. And so they had less people were camping at those spots. They had less available spots, but they were still open. And it was actually really great because some of the spots were super spread out. So next campsite was like 50 feet away. I don't even know how
150.
Far away.
It was like 150.
I'm really bad at feet distance. It was really far away, and it was definitely social distancing.
Yeah, no.
So it was camp really awesome, actually.
Hip Camp was fabulous. Anytime we say that we're going to the Brazos River, yeah, we're actually going to a Hip Camp site.
That's how we found it.
That's how we found it.
Mm-hmm. And if you are an RV camper, there is something called CampSpot RV. This is a search engine that you can use to find available camp spots in your area and the price. It's actually listed out. There's a lot of specifications that you can make for the type of RV campsite that you need. So that is an awesome option. But of course, let's not forget that we are the glamp queens. So if, you know, the campsites are booked and the national parks are booked and the state parks are booked, you want to just, you know, say, hey, let's just go glamping and let's just go all out for this weekend.
Oh,
there
yeah
are some really fun options if you just want to go that route.
Yeah, of course. So there's always Getaway. Getaway has glamping pods that have like one ginormous window, but this gorgeous view in the middle of the woods.
Oh, so kind of cabin-y?
Yes. They're okay, but not like woodsy. Almost a shipping container type box. They're think more like industrial, very like modern cabins.
Okay.
Don't think like cabin in the woods, you're gonna go get murdered.
That's definitely not what I was thinking, but now I am. Okay, so not a murder cabin. Cool.
No, they're really cute. Like single bedroom rooms where literally you have all your amenities.
Stylish.
Yeah, more stylish. Very perfect for your Instagram photo shoot.
But, get those selfies on.
And you know what's great about those is, okay, well, yes, they are a little bit more pricey. I will say the availability is actually there. So
where are they, though? Are they here?
They're
in
all
Texas?
Over. Dallas, New York, Houston, Los Angeles, any of those major cities out there. I actually did a recent search, and turns out, if we wanted, we could go this weekend.
Oh, let's go.
Well,
we can't, but I want to. That
so
very
I'm
fun.
So actually though, it's super convenient.
Okay, so they don't book up as fast.
They don't book up as fast. Good. I think it's also due to the fact they're a relatively new business, but super awesome and very stylish, very cute, very glampy, right up our alley.
Nice. Good deal. And I mean also Airbnb, if you're wanting to do the glamping route, Airbnb, y'all. Just Airbnb.
There's
some cool stuff on Airbnb. You can find some really kind of out there spots to stay.
Oh my gosh.
which are kind of fun.
So many spots.
Definitely gonna be more of a more of a glamping situation than a camping situation, but that could be still nice if really the goal is to just get away. That could be a great option. There is also, if you are still having some issues with reservations or you really do want to do the state parks, national parks, traditional camping, there is something called campnabs.com, which is a really cool website, actually. There is a fee involved. You can pay for either a one-time search or a membership that's a monthly membership. It's not that expensive, though. It's like $10 to $30 a month based on how many searches that you're doing. And what they do is whenever a campground will say that they're completely booked, there are no more campsites. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say Big Ben said, sorry, we're completely booked for this weekend. Good luck. So you can put that campground and your date into there, ask for a search, and they will send you alerts for cancellations for that campground. So if somebody, because people cancel, you know, they're booking, if they're booking months and months ahead, like people are doing now, then things happen. People cancel. The campground itself may not necessarily like advertise that, but CampNabs will give you an alert whenever, hey, there's an available campground. It's Thursday. It's available tomorrow. You want to take it and you can just like book it, be done, and go have a good time. So I thought that was actually really cool because how often do people cancel? Probably a lot.
Oh, it's fabulous.
I'm sure it happens actually kind of a lot.
Well, and there's so many last minute things that pop up. Like, yeah. I think that's honestly why we have so many issues with the whole like reservation issue in the first place, because so many things, even in our lives, they just creep up on us. Maybe like your best friend happens to want to go have like, I don't know, mimosas in a nail bar.
I would love that, actually. When are we doing that? Are we doing that? Is that on the calendar? Weekend.
We're going to have to do
that. Wait, no, I didn't book it. I didn't reserve it. We can't go now.
Oh, no, we can't go camping. But for real. No,
I want nails and a mimosa. That's what you just promised me.
We can definitely
You better reserve that now.
I'm totally reserving it. But no, like, that's what happens is, like, something pops up. Maybe, you know, something unfortunate happens. Maybe, you know, there's an event that creeps up on you and totally forgotten. You like, you already had something booked. So that's actually a perfect mm-hmm. option. And I did not even know that that was a thing. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for bringing that little, like, spark, that little magic. And oh,
I try to add a little sparkle anywhere I can go.
Yes.
Oh, without God. A mimosa, because apparently that's not happening.
No, that is happening. Oh my gosh. But okay, so y'all, there's also a few other options out there. There's glampinghub.com. There's also glamping.com. Mm-hmm. These are, again, they're kind of like your Airbnb. They're kind of like your getaway. There's something that where you can actually find different options for glamping and camping out there. They're totally fabulous. Go use them, you know, get out there. Let's go outside. Let's go somewhere nice. Treat yourself. It's time to go out. It's time to actually like go glamping.
And as in terms of when to camp.
Oh, yes, girl. When do I need to reserve?
So apparently the tried and true rule of thumb is supposed to be 6 months in advance. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and say that's really hard to do because if you asked me what I was doing in 6 months, I'd be like, I don't know. I have no way to plan that. If I asked anybody who wanted to go with me, they'd probably look at me like, can we talk about this in a month or two? They say 6 months. If you can do it, great. You definitely wouldn't have an issue with other people probably booking that ahead of time, which is the benefit of that. Now, normally I would say that you and I, with the frequency of our camping, we probably try to book out at least a month to 2 months ahead of time, but we do often run into the reservation issue. Ideally, I would go for 4 months in advance if you can to book out your reservation, because I feel like 4 months is a little bit more doable. Yeah. At least 3 months, because don't run into the same issue that we often do with the reservations of a month ahead of time. But I think 4 months, you should be pretty safe in terms of getting that weekend actually booked. Yeah. And if you are trying to camp with a lot of people, trying to coordinate those dates can be really hard. This is just a personal tip on my end when coordinating several people and dates. Get an answer from a small group of that group, larger group. Book a date and tell everybody else to make it work. Just go ahead and book it. Say, I booked it for the date. And then if it's 4 months out, then, you know, unless something's going on like a wedding, then they should be able to make it work. So hopefully that'll help you guys in getting those reservations in. Hopefully these sites will help you actually be able to camp in the place that you want to camp. And also, if you're booking out 4 months ahead of time, girl, put in that PTO. Just yes. Do it. 4 months ahead of time, tell your boss, hey, in 4 months, I'm taking time off. And you can't say anything because it's 4 months ahead of time and you can't tell me that we're too busy. So I'm putting in that PTO. So put in the PTO. I believe I'm a big believer in PTO.
Yes.
Big believer in it. So put it in. Schedule it. Hopefully that'll also help with people's issues with time, because I know that that was another big problem that people were facing, was
scheduling and
having time. And so that's kind of why I say that even if you want other people to go with you, that's fine. I would just book it and say, hey, everybody, I'm going camping. You want to come? Great. You don't want to come? Great. I'm going camping. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to take off. So, peace. Because we just need to get outside. Let's be real. I just need some, like, mental space sometime and just get outside. So, that's my personal recommendation.
I think Sarah's going a little cabin fever right now. She's like, you guys, just book. Just do it.
Just do it. Get outside. No excuses. I don't want to hear it. Get outside. All right. Well, hopefully all of this will help you guys making the camping trips happen. Spring is just around the corner and I'm so excited. So the weather's about to get super nice, which means camping is going to get real fun. So
and real busy.
Real busy too. Actually, that's a good point. Spring is coming up.
Yeah.
Book those now, especially if you're wanting to go a holiday.
Yes.
Holiday weekends are hard. If you're going to be booked camping a holiday weekend, you might actually want to do it 6 weeks ahead of time. 6 months ahead of time.
So, like Sarah said, 4 months to 6 months is the sweet spot. Really, go ahead. Go put in that PTO.
Put in that PTO.
Because, quite frankly, we all deserve it right now. Hopefully, this helps solve some of those issues. So, to summarize, we've already discussed the BLM.gov. That's going to be the Bureau of Land Management. Those are going to be federal lands where basically it's just public land. You can go camp anywhere you want. We've talked about KOA, that's going to be more private. It's more like a franchise type campsite. But guess what? You can camp there. They have them all over. It's nationwide. They have about, 500 campsites nationwide, or at least all of in North America, which is fabulous. There's those private campgrounds such as Hip Camp. There's little glamping sites at getaway.com. There's glampinghub.com, glamping.com. There's also freeroam.com. There's so many different places out there. And so just go out there, try to find something. I know that honestly, it's just so difficult to like try to plan ahead and reserve, but just if you can, that sweet spot's going to be 4 to 6 months in advance, and you got this, girl, because let's face it, we all we really just need to get outdoors. So again, you guys can just find us at
www.glampqueens.com or our Facebook.
Yes.
Or Instagram.
At Glamp Queens.
And now it's time for
Gear Check.
So, Katie.
Yes?
It's almost rainy season.
Oh my God, I know.
I'm kind of excited. April showers, spring May flowers. I feel like I've already sang that once before on the show, but I have a problem with singing spontaneously, so.
I think you do.
But one thing that Sean and I have actually been kind of treating ourselves a little bit lately by getting these, the Nomadic subscription boxes. And they're these really cool little boxes that you can sign up for. And they send them to you every month through nomadic.com. And that's nomadic with a K.
Oh, like KOA.
Like camping, KOA.
Camping with a K.
And these little boxes will come in the mail. And I'm not going to lie, every time they show up at our door, I get super excited because I'm like, ooh, what's inside? Like I get, it's like Christmas every single month.
Oh my God.
And whenever they show up, I never know what's inside. And everything, you get to keep everything that they send you. So
oh my gosh, that's fabulous.
Yes. So it's not like one of those things where you have to like pick out what you want and then you pay for that thing later, which
oh my gosh.
I would end up just keeping everything in those boxes. And yeah. It would be really, really expensive. But these, you actually do get to keep everything they send you.
Okay, so what do they send you?
So it's a lot of sample items. So they'll send you like camping spoon that's like collapsible, or they'll send you, sometimes it's granola bars, like just one for you to try.
Okay, so it's like food.
Sometimes it's
utensils.
Food. Mm-hmm. It's also a lot of gear as well.
Okay, so it's about to be rainy season, so
they
what
actually,
did they send you?
Well, so they actually made a whole box for rainy season, which was super cute, I thought. And they had like this little like card in there about like the rainy season. They sent us a really nice poncho that I'm definitely going to hog from Sean because it's way nicer than the other ponchos that we have that are just like the clear trash bag ponchos. It's like a really nice green poncho that actually collapses, like folds up inside itself. They also sent us a wet bag as well as a fire starter that can be used in damp or wet weather, which is super handy to keep in like Chuck or Bill.
So sorry, you brought up Chuck and Bill, and it's like every episode.
I can't help it. He's actually in Chuck and Bill. But so it's actually been super nice to get these boxes. So if you want to check it out,
okay.
Treat yourself to a little Glamp Queen treat every month. If you want to get on board with this treat yourself every month and sign up for the Nomadic subscription boxes, you can go to nomadic.com.
And that's Nomadic with a K.
That's Nomadic with a K. Sign up for it. You can stop it at any point. So it's not a year-long subscription. So you can just stop it at any point, enjoy, keep all the gear they send you, and have fun trying out new stuff. It's really great for new campers, actually, because you kind of get to sample a lot of different stuff.
Which sampling is always the greatest.
Why do you think I go to Whole Foods on the weekends? That's what I sample. It's sample day. That's like what I live for.
That's like an entire meal. You just get an entire meal
out
of samples.
I plan out my schedule for sample days at Whole Foods. This is the thing. But anyway, you should definitely try it out. It's super fun.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up, doesn't it?
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap up.